I love the who's the boss. We rolling? Hello, Vital MTV. You're watching 17 Questions with Ellie, who's the boss. Question one. How do we say your last name properly so the commentators don't get it wrong? It's who's the boss, but who's the boss will do just fine. You won quite a few races at Crankworx, Rotorua, over the... you won quite a few races at Crankworx, Rotorua the other month. What did you spend your prize money on? Well, it hasn't actually come through yet, but when it does, Mum and Dad are stashing it away. But when I get back, I'll probably buy a motocross bike. Gonna try save some of it though and be smart. What are you most particular about on your bike setup? The truth is, if I'm being honest, I'd like to say that I'm particular, but it turns out that I run my levers at different points and my bars are always crooked. But lucky we have Connor, because that is no longer. We've seen your reels. Do you lift more than the rest of the union crew in the gym? I don't know, actually. I'm going to go with yes. Definitely more than Chris. Do you have much homework to do this summer, or will you get AI to do all of it? You already know I've signed up for ChatGPT. Sorry, Mum, if you're listening, that's not true. I'm just kidding. I actually don't have much to do this year, which is good. Just going to chip away at some of it, and then we'll see at the end of the year where I go with school or if I just stick with bikes. You had a pretty good off-season, to say the least, winning national champs and the Crankworx DH race. Did you change anything coming into juniors this year? Yeah, this year was pretty good with all the races. Had one rough race at Christchurch, but apart from that, everything was really good. And I mean, I think starting to work with Ellen has been really amazing, and just taking everything a little bit more seriously with my training and trying to mitigate the risks where I can, even though that did not happen in Christchurch. You joined the union team for your first ever World Cup season this year. Why did you pick the team, and does Lockie smell? I won't embarrass Lockie too much, but he stinks a lot, to say the least. We'll leave it at that. I picked the union because they're just like, they're cool people, they've got a good vibe, everyone's got the same like goals and wants the best for everyone, as well as it's just all about growth and learning, which is pretty key for junior years, I'd say. So it takes the pressure off, which is, you know, real good. You just get to go and have fun on your bike and hopefully get good results at some races. Tell us about your new bike. Are you stoked, and what's your favourite thing about it? Yes, the bike. Honestly, everything on the bike is sick. We've got such cool people helping us out this year. So I don't really have a favourite. If I'm being honest, I'd say everything's equally as good as each other, but the colour's pretty spectacular. I'd say the colour's definitely my favourite thing. The first scratch was a hard one to cope with. I've lost where I'm at. Oh, yes. In Vital NTB Fantasy League for the World Cup, will you put yourself on the team? 100%. Definitely. No. I don't know if I would or not. It's a 50-50 for me in my head anyway. I'd like to say that I'd be a good pick, but we'll see. I'll tell you that at the end of the year. All right. If I had to add two more people to the fantasy league, who would they be? I'd say Maureen Caribou and Ethan Craik. I'm gonna go with them. I've got good feelings. Ethan had some real good results by the end of the year, and then Maureen, she had a pretty rough few years with injury, and I reckon she's a bit of a beast. I reckon she'll come back this year. How excited for Fort William are you? Have you ever been attacked by midges? I'm really excited for football. I reckon I've heard good things about it. It seems like a real good vibe. Everyone seems to rave about that place. So I reckon it'll be hard work being the first one. Definitely going to have to, you'll get to see who's been putting in the work or not. Hopefully I'm not too unfit. And have I been attacked by midges? No, but they can piss off. I hate them. What World Cup are you most excited about this season and why? They all look so good. I haven't been to any of the venues to race before or to ride, so I don't really know, but from like the reputation of it, Val d'Isère, I'd say that one's definitely an exciting one. It stands out. Which would you rather win, World Champs or the World Cup overall? I reckon it depends. If you've won the World Cup overall, have you won every race and had a clean season, then I reckon they'd be sick. But I'd rather win World Champs because then you're the best in the world. Who's winning the first World Cup in Fort William this year in juniors and elites? Oh, that's a tough one. For women, I'm going to go with Nina. For men, who's looking on point? Let's go Charlie. Let's see if he can keep that one up. And then for juniors, I'm going to say Chris. We'll see, hopefully. That's because he's my teammate. Stick together. And then women, me. Self-belief is key. We'll go with that. Tell us something about yourself that people might not know. Oh, I like to have a good yarn. I love chocolate. I could eat that for days on end. I think I annoy the team a lot by talking heaps. If you could race a World Cup anywhere in the world, where would it be? NZ, home. Yeah, I'd go Christchurch. A race at Christchurch would be sick. Or Cadrona, just because it's got like everything there and it's a bit of a mix. Coronet would be wicked, but less one-dimensional track would be good, I reckon, which they could pull off and it'd be a sick hub. But anywhere down south would be sick, actually. You're in San Romolo for your first team camp. Is it still insanely rough? Does Hauser have sneaky local lines? Hauser definitely has sneaky local lines. I don't know where he goes, but you try to follow him and then he's gone. He's definitely got stuff cooking. It's still insanely rough. My body hurts beyond explaining. Last question. Wouldn't you rather be smashing laps of San Romolo instead of answering these dumb questions? I'd say no, because the company's good. Jobo's good company. No, it's actually a bit chilly today. Rest day's been good today. But bring on laps tomorrow. Keen for that. Yeah. Cheers.